Look, it's all happening across the city today. It's all about the weather. Kurnell has been hit badly. We hear reports that the riot police had actually been called in. Can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Luke. Over the past sort of half hour or so, a lot of residents have been coming down here trying to get down one access road, Captain Cook Drive, to get into Kurnell to see exactly what damage their properties have sustained. But because of the fact quite a number of power lines are down across the road and a number of other power poles are sort of teetering on a very sort of precarious angle, officers just are not letting any members of the public through other than those who are involved in trying to fix this up as soon as possible. So a lot of residents quite testy and frustrated about the fact that they can't get in to see their properties. And, you know, the vision that they perhaps would have seen online or on television from our news chopper earlier today would have, you know, really put a lot of fear into them that there's an awful scene that awaits them when they do get inside.
Is the sending the riot police in an overreaction? Do you think that they were really needed?
Look, I mean, I think the crews are stretched, so I'm not exactly sure why they were tasked out here and not just regular officers. But certainly there are normal uniformed police here who have not been copping heated spray, but certainly frustration from residents who want to get through. So, look, I guess it's a matter for police to say whether or not it's an overreaction, but they just want to make sure this doesn't get out of hand because there is plenty on their plate at the moment.
Yeah, it's the last thing they need, angry residents. And I'm tipping that a lot of the residents had gone to work and were, you know, perhaps listening to us here on 2UE and hearing reports about the damage and thinking, I'm going to leave work early, I'll get home and see what the damage is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, even from where we are here, we're outside the Caltex oil refinery, you can see the damage must be just incredible out inside Kurnell, because out here there is pieces of roofing, there's roof insulation, there are downed trees everywhere. It's an absolute mess all around this area. And to think this isn't even anywhere near the worst hit part of Kurnell. It's in towards Bridges Street and towards where the desalination plant is. And we've seen some images from in there today. And, I mean, that when that wind came through at more than 200 kilometres an hour, I mean, it destroyed so much in its wake, just tore up the roofing just like pieces of aluminium foil. I mean, it's an absolute mess, and there's going to be a huge clean-up over the next few days, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Thanks for your time, Alex. We'll watch that that segment on Channel 7 tonight with great interest. Alex Hart from Channel 7 at Kurnell.